All right, a good vach. Start with a little agadata. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Dalet Amud Beis says the following story: Ma'isa beisha achas. There was a woman, Shekhinosoi Shur Rabban Gamliel, who was a neighbor of Rabban Gamliel. Shemais bena, her child died, Nebuch. V'haisa boicha lov balayla. So Nebuch, you can imagine, she was crying the whole night. Shomer Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel heard her cries. Shomer Rabban Gamliel koila, ubacha kenegda, and he too started to cry. Achenashru risei einov, until all the eyelashes of his eyes fell out. Hazayvayit when Rabban Gamliel's Bechia. Lamacha, the following day when he came to Shir, he kirubol Talmidov, his Talmidov recognized that this Mishnamal is not Tzimzak. So what they do, so the Talmidim decided to chase her out of the neighborhood, so that this shouldn't be a recurring maisa, that Rabban Gamliel would be staying up sleepless nights, time and time again, with this crying. So that was the story. The story where she was crying, Rabban Gamliel heard, cried as well, and they got rid of her. Kadosh Mashor points out that the Pashas in the Gemara means that Altsazavis Yisrael, if she was crying for her child, so he felt in her pain and he shared in her pain, and he cried as well. However, the Mashor points out, if you look in Echer Abasi on the Pasuk, I think it's Bachos Sifka Balayla, the Echer Abasi, like Tzu, a little more, the Echer Abasi, like Tzu, that when he heard her cries for her child, then he chapped the pain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chuban Abayis, so he started to cry for the Tzar of the Rebbeinu Shalom. He started to cry over the Chuban Abayis. That was his, means he wasn't really crying for her child, he was crying for the Chuban Abayis. Alright, but anyway, what you see from here is that because she was crying, they got rid of her. Now I understand why they replaced her, because the Kavod HaTorah for Gamliel, but in Halacha, L'chay, we should have to replace him. Let him go move to another. If he can't take it, if he can't be soivel, the next door neighbor's cries, then let him move to another neighborhood. Why are they replacing her, making her move, and not making him move? And we had, it was Machlekes Rishonim, Machaben Ramah, if a person does a koil in his own house, over there was talking about manufacturing, a chanus, he was a koil apatish, the color rechayim, he was doing something in his own house, and the Machaba seems to say that you could taka make the person, you could be moicha. And the only reason why not is because it was a chazaka. However, the Ramah says, no, l'chadchila yeshem d'koma sh'oise v'chanusa v'beis afil l'chadchila y'nukhayin l'numkais. You cannot be moicha. So over here, if she was crying in her own house, what right did the Talmid and Rabban Gamliel have to throw her out? I feel like the Mechaber, Pashas, Mechaber is talking that you can't sleep, machmas t'koil. The koil stirs you asleep. Betim, if I would be there, I would have no problem falling asleep. I think some of the ilm here wouldn't have a problem falling asleep either. So Rabban Gamliel, in his major madrega, he couldn't fall asleep if he hears someone next door crying. So because of that, we throw her out. He should have to leave. So the pshat is, I know it's only an agadata, but the pshat is based on the Ramah we said at the end of last week, and that's what I want to focus on tonight, that the Ramah says, v'davka b'nei odim b'rim, this whole halacha is only talking about b'nei odim b'rim, it's in sif beis, avalim heim choylim, but if the neighbors are sick, v'akoy mazik lehem, and the koil is mazik lehem, even though a normal person shouldn't be bothered by this koil, but for these people, these choylim, it does bother, yecholim limchos, then even the Ramah holds, you're allowed to be meicha. Even the Ramah holds normally, you're allowed to be meicha for someone who's doing a koil in his own house, but if he's a choylah, then he's allowed to be meicha. If we know it really stares him, then he's allowed to be meicha. Rabban Gamliel is a choylah loisadov. Rabban Gamliel can't take the tzar. For someone else, if an isha next door is crying, he can't take that tzar. For that, he's a choylah. For that, he has a right to be moichesh. If she can't stop crying, which obviously she can, so we'll have to replace her. She'll have to move to a different neighborhood. But mitzad him, he has a right to be moichesh. All right. Good for Joshua. Okay, anyway, we're up to right over there in Siv Beis. Basically, just a recap of Siv Beis, as the Machabe said.
People have babies crying.
Oh, I'm going to go into that. Excellent. That's what I'm going to.
The guy next door is sick.
Yeah, how do we're going
to move?
Oh, very good. So you're asking a million-dollar cash, and we're going to get to it. One second. Let me just recap. Last week we had that if you're allowed to be moicha, if someone wants to open up a business, you're allowed to be moicha if it's a residential neighborhood provided. Again, to mother, you should enter mafilosh like the mechabel, like the ramah pashas, you need a chotza, good. But if it's an apartment building, if it's a complex, you're allowed to be moicha that someone shouldn't open up a business. The reason is because you're bringing in traffic. And that traffic has two problems. One problem is that it makes a dachak in the area. It's harder to get in and out. It's less roomy. And the second reason why you're allowed to be meichel is because of the koil, the koil staring. You can't go to sleep at night. You can't go to sleep at day. If you want to take a nap, it's bothering you. But the Mechaba continues, it's Mashun Mechaba, that even if you have a chazaka, even if the store was there for a long time, you were not Meicha, still you have a right to be Meicha. But here the Mechaba distinguishes the two. He says that if it's Alta Kala, Nechnasim, Vekala Yetzin, the traffic that's in the neighborhood, that's too much to be Saiva, Lavadi, allowed to be Meicha. But if the person's just manufacturing in the house next door, he's not bringing in business. He manufactures and exports it out, so he's not bringing in the traffic into the neighborhood, but just the coil that's coming out of his house, there the Mechaba holds, the chazaka does work. If you let him go for a while, and you weren't meichel, you don't need 3 years, as Ma points out, but you let him go, you were meichel, then he's allowed to stay there. But vice versa, the Mechaba lechachilu, you have a right to be meichel. Without any chazak, this first time he opens up his manufacturing place, whatever he's manufacturing, glasses, and cutting down the lenses or whatever. I don't know if they do that today anymore, but whatever it is, you're allowed to be meicha. The Rama holds, no, you're not allowed to be meicha because he's doing it in his own house. As long as he doesn't bring traffic into the neighborhood, into a common area, it's only in his own house, you have no right to be meicha. All right. Now, comes along the Rama and says, this writer, a very important writer, that if he's a chayla, if he's sick, and for such a person it does bother that manufacturing noise, and even the Rama holds, he's allowed to be meicha. That's, and we're going to focus on tonight what this new din that a chayla is allowed to be meicha. What's going on?
Just remind me, is this talking about, is there a chiluk between day and night? No
chiluk. So the vows is no chiluk between day and night. If he's a person's a chayla and it bothers him, he's allowed to be meicha.
So, talking about the day.
Doesn't differentiate it.
And then the
Ramah's
saying.
No, Ramah's arguing with Mechaba. That's the Yeshua.
Ramah's arguing that even during the day, if there's someone sick, then you.
Ramah holds you allowed to, even during the day. I hold the day and night. No, Mechaba holds you allowed to be Meicha L'Chadchila, just not with a Chazaka. The Ramah holds you're not allowed to be Meicha L'Chadchila, but if you're a Chayla, you are. So the chayla and Ramos doesn't. No one distinguishes.
You have to be a chayla before.
Oh, excellent question. That's why I wanted to flesh out all these nafkaminas. So just give me a chance. Everyone's asking good. If you look in the nesivis in Sivkot and Zayin, the small nesivis, the chedushim he calls it. It says over there, heim chaylim v'nerazak the nesivis da afilu havi bari. Even if he was a bari, he was healthy. Pashut is supposed to be spelled with an aleph, base reishit aleph. Okay, v'achak nechlo, and afterwards he became sick. The fact that he wasn't meicha all along when he was healthy, and now he became sick, avada, now he has a right to be meicha, because now for him being sick, it's something that he cannot be seivel, a chazaka is not going to help over here, and memeli is allowed to be meicha. What you see in important akudin and sivis is that the guy was manufacturing first. This person was healthy, the neighbor was healthy, then he became sick, and then he has a right to be meicha. Now the Chazon Ish, we didn't just fear the Makshav, the Chazon Ish argues, doesn't bring down the Nesivis, but he takes on the Trumas Hadesh, coming from Trumas Hadesh, he says, either Rivash or whatever, says it can't be, it cannot be. If the guy was there first, I have no right to be meicha. The whole din is talking about where the Chayla was there first. The guy was sick first, and then you want to open up a manufacturing place, to shter this Chayla, so that you have no right to do. But if you were there first, if you had your manufacturing place first, now that guy became a chayla, let him move somewhere else. He has no right. He says it's a klal gadol niske shcheinim. The kenu sheirish niske shcheinim. The harishin oisa koma shayirtsa. Bravadi is not really being mazik like with Hezekri or other things, but the word is just neighbors against neighbors in terms of noise or tanurim or whatever it is. We didn't do kuftan gimel dalad and hey, but the klal is whoever is there first is first, and the next guy has to handle. So he says if the manufacturer was there first, the fact that the chayla came second, that doesn't give a right to chayla to bounce out to manufacturer. It's ridiculous. Azaytan is the chaznish, and he argues with the nesivis. And the Pesach Chayshin wants to say that even the nesivis who held that the chayla could come second just means he could be sick second, but he had to be there first. He had to live in the neighborhood first, so he has like chus kedima to control how the neighborhood, the quality of life. Then comes along the manufacturer, so he's fine. fine, he wasn't Meicha yet. Then when he comes sick, now he decided he wants to be Meicha. And he has that right because first he was there first. But if the manufacturer was there first and then the guy moved in, even the Nesivus would be Meida, you cannot be Meicha. You cannot stop the guy. You were there second. If you didn't like it, go somewhere else. You can't park yourself here and then start complaining. That doesn't work.
What about the, but I guess we with the lady, don't you have to be careful not to be Metzara a person also?
Okay, so I'm sure they did it in Eif and not Toiv, and not to be Metzara, but... All right, so now, so getting back to here, so now you had a shayla as well. So what are going on in terms of people crying and that? So Chaz Nish, beautiful, the same Chaz Nish, if you look it up, it's in Baba Basra, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph. Over there he's Marich, and he says also you have to know that we're not talking about over here that you can complain with any noise. You live in an apartment building and you're banging the broom on the ceiling because the guy's walking on your head and he's making noise or vacuuming. I don't know if you ever lived in an apartment building. This is Maisim B'Choyim. So he says the whole schus a choyla has to shter, to be meicha, is to be meicha on something that's not me'ika hadira. Your neighbor, who's manufacturing, he's not supposed to be manufacturing. Besson was a residential neighbor. He's supposed to be living there. He decided to manufacture. No problem, because in time, let him do whatever he wants, as long as it doesn't shter anyone else. If the guy is a chayil, he has a right to stop from this extra activity that he's doing that he really shouldn't be doing, or doesn't. It's not me'ika hadira that he has in that apartment. But he says, if the guy is talking to his wife, or talking on the phone, or playing music, of course, normal, and it bothers you, and you're just knocking the broom, and you're complaining, that's part of living in that building. You didn't like to live in an apartment building, then don't live there. Go somewhere else. That is what an apartment building is all about. It's what neighbors are. If you don't like having an attached house and hearing your neighbors next door, then buy a detached house. So you buy an attached house and then complain on your neighbor. That's not normal. You can't stop a guy from doing something that's normal. He says it's very normal for kids to cry at night. No, the kids, the second the neighbor has a baby, get out of here. You have a baby. I don't want to stay up at night. I should stay up because your baby's up at night. There's no such time as a It's normal to have children. It's normal to have children crying at night. Everything is normal. Something abnormal, you're right. Then you have a right to stop him because now he's doing more than his ikadira. But whatever he's doing, b'koyach his ikadira, you have no right to stop.
Lady crying?
In the case of Sanhedrin. Yes, I think it's nish namal. That is, you cry from time to time, but that you should cry the whole night. How many, Baruch Hashem, it's le'olenu, people don't have kids being lost. That they
people do. People are in sorrow. That's what they do. They don't want to cry. They want to cry in public.
But obviously, she was doing something excessive. It's unusual. What she was doing is unusual in the halach yelich of the halachim. The ma'ase is it was a drush. Yeah, no problem. You can argue with the bard. I'm just saying.
She was doing it every night this time.
Yeah, obviously she was doing it every night because otherwise Rav Galil didn't have to move out. It was a concurring thing again. And so they wanted to get her out of the neighborhood. But otherwise, he won't be able to give shia. So.
This Ramah is going on the case where there already was a chazaka. First to go right in the Sivus.
That there already was a chazaka? Yeah, but I don't know when the chayla came about. Maybe the chayla was there first, and for a chayla there's no chazaka because I kutcha basically. But Be'etzim, he was there. The chayla was there first. Till now he thought he could be seivel, and now he realized he can't anymore. So he's now being meicha. Chazanish says that the chayla has only a right if the chayla was there first.
No reason
to that. No, the Nesivus holds, even if he was a Bari first and then became a Chayla. Just Pizka Kachin says that he had to live there first. He had to live there first, right. But like the Chazanich holds, no, he had to be even a Chayla first. So maybe talking about he was a Chayla first and it was a Chazaka and they were, and now she was decided, or whatever, this Chayla decided to be Meicha, and now he got a man.
We don't know for sure how they got it.
I said it's a drasha. I'm just trying to bring out when you learn that even in our shtick, I got it. It has to shtim with halacha. All right. Now the ma'ase is on Pidus Chazanish. We could really take it to a step further, and that is if a person is living. I didn't see this anywhere. I'm just suggesting that if a person is living in a commercial neighborhood, a guy is living in one of the apartments. Let's say on Clifton Street, right, on Clifton Avenue. And all of a sudden he has noise, there's traffic, there's this, and let's say even he was there first, right? Then the next door neighbor, let's say it's zoned for commercial, and the guy built a factory next door, he built a bakery, there was no bakery, now he built a bakery, you were there first. And now you want to complain, get out of here, baker, you shouldn't be here. I don't think that you could be Meicha with this Rada Chazanish. The Vada is that I can't throw you out of your Ikadira. So when your Ikadira is for residential, I have no right to throw you out of your residence, of a residential, but if you're doing commercial in a residential neighborhood, so get out I'll that chelik, get out of here. But if you're in a commercial neighborhood, and that's the ikadir of such a neighborhood is to do commercial, and I'm going to say, no, get out of here and do commercial somewhere else, but you can live here, but you just, your business takes somewhere else. And I bought this place for my business. This is a business neighborhood, so you're throwing me out of my ikadir. My ikadir in a commercial neighborhood is commercial use. So mameila, you shouldn't have a right, even if you're a chela. I'm making a suggestion.
The local laws
is what we... we're makabel upon ourselves. I'm not, again, I don't want to take it to an extreme, but it's an understanding. At least mitzad the hanhogas b'nei odom, we understand, if I ask you where the commercial neighborhoods in town is, you could tell me, even if you don't know the laws, you know where the commercial neighborhoods are, so then don't live there if you have a problem. If you're sensitive, then don't live there. Correct. I was only, but he was asking, am I going punk with the Zion? I love that. I'm going with the hanhoga of the shkuna. That is a mitzvah. That's how it is. So don't go there.
Shul,
we're going to get to that's the next sif. Exim, Yitzchem, hopefully we'll cover it tonight. Sorry? It's for both. Okay, yeah, I'm only making a suggestion.
For, you know.
You're allowed to live there, for sure. You're allowed to live even in a, I would assume, I don't know. My assumption was you're allowed to, I see apartments on half of these stores. I'm assuming you're allowed to live there. All right. Yeah, that means initially the person was a chayla. Initially, he thought that he could be saivil, and later on, he realized he can't. No, he means that even though the guy was there for a while, and this healthy person wasn't complaining, and then became sick, and then he wants to complain. It's like Nusivis, he's allowed to complain because that chazaka doesn't work. Chazaka would never work for a chayla. Nusivis holds even if you right, even if that guy was there when this person was still a bari. Correct. No, but what you see in Kutcher Beis Akis is that other shlav, that the chazaka won't stare you. That's what he's bringing up from Kutcher Beis Akis. All right, another nekuda, important nekuda to mention, if you look in the Berhetiv, Sivkotin Hay, in parentheses, the Berhetiv says, Yecholim Ashchenim La'akev, Shulo Yase Chatzeru Pundik, he shouldn't make it into a motel. Even to rent it out, if it's a constant turnover, pet travel, passerbys, that's a lot of noise, excessive noise in the neighborhood. That's like a pundik, it's like a motel, and you have a right to stop. But if you rent for an extended period of time, so months at a time, or for a year at a time, that's fine. That's not like a motel. Not a halacha. Very important. Halacha is what.
Why isn't Marvin traffic? Why can't the guy have a time?
Right, renting out? If you were there.
A single family house. Now you're putting someone in your basement. Now you're making a two family house. You bring them.
Okay, so that grada is a different set of halachas. Are you allowed to be Marvin Yerim in your house? How it is. Parshat, as long as it's considered normal in Yadira, you're allowed to do it. But
right.
It's not gay if you're living in like a complex or in an apartment building. Right. I mean, in Eretz Yisrael, in America, this is rare to have a din Torah on this. And in Eretz Yisrael, this is the din Torah every day. Every apartment building, they always have this guy extended, this guy did this, he opened up a shul, he opened up a yeshiva in the apartment building. He's mice and b'choyon. Right. All right, continue the Berhetiv. This is the point I want to focus on, a very important point. Gam ma'akvim alav ha'shcheinim. The shcheinim could protest, shalo yaske chatzeroi lo shochin ra. He's not allowed to rent to a bad neighbor, to a shochin ra. V'kol shekein levi kohen. And certainly he cannot rent it out to a guy. I'm allowed to. A Mexican's good. I'm allowed to protest if my neighbor is renting out to a shachin ra, even if he's a yid, but he's a shachin ra, and kol shekein to a goy. Now, just let's put it into proper perspective. Our halachas are talking about even if you cannot get match the rent. It means I have a choice. I can rent it out to someone who has a profession who'll pay me $2,000 a month, or I can rent it out to someone else and only pay me $1,200 a month. Still, tough luck. You have no right to bring traffic into the neighborhood, and you cannot even rent it out to a business or a profession, like we saw last week. Even if it means losing money. In fact, it could be, that even if you have to keep the apartment empty, rather than renting out to this profession, you might even have to do that as well. Could be it's makleikis, we said, the back, regardless, as long as different if it's empty or if you can get something for a good. But if you could, even if you, less mind the pollock, if you get a loss on the rent, tough luck, you're still not allowed to rent it out to a profession. From the Bereitiv, when he parks his halacha here, I have to assume that what he means to say is that even if the goy or the shochin ra is paying me X amount of dollars, and if I wouldn't rent it out to them, I have to rent out to someone else, I'll be getting a loss. I could only find someone else for less. I'm still not allowed to rent it out to a shochin ra or even to a goy. That seems the pshat nebeitiv when he puts it here. Now, if you look up the tshuva of the goyim, it's in tshuva's goyinika. The tshuva of the goyim are like 25 different types of volumes, different prints, different times. But it's in goyinika. If you look it up, if you test actually, if you look it up, you'll see he's not mashma bechlal, that we're talking about that you're going to take a loss of rent. Maybe talking about whether you have somebody else lined up, or it's gewöhnlich, the market has that someone else would rent the house for the same price. And he's telling you, but don't do it to a shochan ra, koshen came to a guy. You don't see from him that even if it means taking a loss, he's still not allowed to rent to a guy. I'll even go a step further. If you limit him to life, the behetiv is right in his havana, that even if you're going to have to take a loss, he's still now rented out to the shochan ra goy. But it happens to be it's a machloikis in kuf ayin hey. When it talks about these halachas, the Torah brings down that the shitas hagoinim was taka, that you're not allowed to rent it out to a goy even if it means taking a loss. And the Rosh argues, and the Rosh holds it is muta, and we paskin like the Rosh, that it's 100% muta to rent out to a goy if you cannot get a similar price by yid. The only real exception to the rule is if the goy is kavonis to be mashchis nachlosa, he's willing to pay so much more, blockbusting. He wants to ruin the neighbor, he's trying to shter the yidin, then you're not allowed to rent out to the goy. But in a normal situation, you are allowed to rent out to the goy if you cannot get a matched price from a yid. That's the halach over there. So the. No, the evidence only menada when you could get somebody else who matches the regular price. But if you cannot get someone else, you're not mechuyev to take a hefzet, and you are allowed to rent out to a guy. That's a halach over there, and we paskin like the Rosh. So the $1 million cash is what in the world is the behet to bring down this goyim here? Let's not even the goyim meant it. Shita's a goyim, but she's a goyim. Kanzai went l'shitasam. That's the taka the goyim shita. But we were paskin like the Rosh, hold that it's mutter to rent out if you're going to take a loss. I know that he doesn't mention this, but the Simus Adam, when he plugs it in here, it sounds like even for a loss, it's going to be us.
Are talking about the same concept?
Over there doesn't distinguish between the two. No, forget it. If you look over there, the Kesef Kochim, forget it. It's Masha, even in the same Chotzer. In the same Chotzer, the same Bava. If you look at Kaiser Faket, even in the same Chotzer, Pasha is going to be also. It will be Mutter if you cannot get a matched price. That's all right. Now the Hamas, sorry?
Kedima will be the same there first.
If the. One second. Like the Berhetiv, you mean? Well, I mean, look, I don't understand the Berhetiv also, but in the world of the Berhetiv that he holds, you're allowed to stop, maybe that's only because he was there first. Yeah, okay, but Kufayin Hay doesn't defend you. We hold it's Mutter no matter what. Doesn't say who's there first or whatever. All right. Lemais says there's a Chuvis Ruach Chaim who has the following story that they wanted to rent out to a apikorius, to a min, I think he calls it, a guy who, a Bible critic, he was going to teach Yid. He has his philosophy of Yiddishkeit and how he learns up the Torah. He's even going to start like a shtickle of a yeshiva there, and he's trying to be Mesis and Madiach, the Nare Yisrael, he calls it, the children, the teenagers in the neighborhood. And it was a child if you're allowed to stop the landlord from renting out to this min, to this what we'll call the Shachin Ra. And he says the following. He says that it is us of him to do it. He says, Kavachoyma Mimachira Lakam. Just like to a goy, you're now allowed to rent out. So, kosher cane, you're now allowed to rent out to an apikorius and men. And he says, but the, I forgot I'm putting the guda, but this guy was willing to pay a lot more than everyone else was. So he says, so it's also, but the shchenim have to chip in and pay for the hevdel, for the loss that he has each month. If all the shchenim will chip in, then fine. It means it's also, but the shkenim have to chip in. And he says, he even like too, he said, but did he have a uvdi? He said, and he collected it from the kupat the ear, because it's tzorchetibah, it's a tzrochim of the ear, to make sure that minim and apikorism don't live in the city. So you have a right to collect it even from the kupat the ear to do this. But the word is, he said, it's also, and the shkenim have to chip in. The mice is, it's funny. If it's also, then why does the shkenim have to chip in? And the second kash is, he says it's a kavachomer from renting out to a goy. The halacha is, like I said, that you're allowed to rent out to a goy if you're going to get a hefzid. So if you're allowed to rent out to a goy, so it should be takamut. It's also, what's going on? It's a very famous, you can look up the Tshuva yourself. It's actually brought down here. It's on Shulchan Aruch of here in Kufnin and Vav. I would like to suggest that if I get one kasha answers up the other kasha. If the Shekhinah wouldn't be willing to chip in, it's like a mutter, because Allah is that you're not mechiv to take a loss. But forget, we as a tzibah have a chiv tziburi to make sure these people don't live in the neighborhood. And Mamela, we have a chiv to do whatever it is, even to pay off the landlord to make sure he doesn't come. So once we're willing to be mishtatif and pay the landlord the shavius of what the rental should really be, then now it's also for the landlord to rent it out to him. Because now that we're willing to pay the fair market value for his rent, so now it's taka awesome. It's a shtickle mashma grado that we didn't have to pay everything that the guy was willing to offer. We only had to pay fair market value. Once we get to fair market value, so he's not having any efsedim. It's only a reva that he has some min who's willing to pay a lot more. We don't have to reckon with that. That's not considered loss. That's just min is a reva. But we have to chip in to get up to the right price. And once we get up to the right price, then he's now also to rent out to a guy. And that is common sometimes in when we have these dinei Torah with goyim renting out. Sometimes that's an option that the people on the block might have. Is good. You're claiming that you're going to get another $200 a month. We have 10 of us. We'll all chip in. One of us will give you $20 a month, and we'll make sure to match that difference. And now it's also for you to rent out a goy. Just rent out to a yid. That's an option that the neighbors have to try to block this. A guy? Every guy. Any guy. Any guy. Hazekim? Any guy. Doesn't mean...
Are you talking about Shavuot B'Shavuot? The third is a chiyuv to give to you anyway. So why should there be talking... Why would it be talking about Shavuot B'Shavuot? Because it's Shavuot B'Shavuot, you have to give to you.
Okay. All right. You're asking good. The guy that child was also telling in Kufayin, he had a tight shop. It's a major makhlekes, had a tight shop over there. I would suggest that in the Ruach Chaim case, for a different reason, it should be also. And that is that I said that one of the exceptions to the rule, where you're allowed to block a guy, even if you're losing, is if he's coming to blockbuster, if he's ruining the neighborhood, if Lahashkas Naklas Yudim. If you have a min who's moving into the neighborhood to open up a yeshiva, to be a mesis of Mazdiya, if you have a missionary moving in, so such a person is coming Lahashkas Naklas Yudim. So then it should be also, even if we don't chip in. So I don't forget. I have a kasha that should have been also, even without the people in the neighborhood chipping in. They should stam block him, because he's not a stammer guy. He's not stammer shochin ra. He's doing it lish lahashkes. That is his kavona. So then it should be also stammer zay. All right.
So now, if Reuven denied him the worship call, everyone has to chip in to pay Reuven. So I call up to him the next day. I say, listen, I have a basement apartment for you. So he comes to me. So now really, he has to pay me too. All the
same. And then go to maybe. I don't know if you're allowed to. I hear. If everyone will do the same shtickle.
The whole neighborhood can do it. They can't
leave. Right. The question is all you need is someone to call your bluff and you'll have a min in your basement. I don't think you want that. All right. Fine, let's move on to Sif Gimel. Very important. Sif, we were Meramis to it last week as well about Dvar Mitzvah. Let's go. The chain, yesh lalamed tinoikis Yisrael Torah b'dek beisai. A person is permitted. This is an exception to the rule. He is permitted to teach Torah in his house, even in a chotzer. It means a house of a chotzer. Ve'ena shchenim yuchelum limchus biyaday, and the shchenim cannot complain with the tain of aloy maloy. Ena yuchelum lishem mikola tinoikis beis rabin. So many kids kanayin ara coming in. This is driving me batty. I'm climbing the walls. Tough luck. You cannot complain. V'hu adin zok the machabel chol milei de mitzah ul mitzah she'enim yuchelum limchus biyaday. And like we discussed last week, we saw that maybe doctors are different and maybe mayolim are different. Different. Because it wouldn't be nitchem, because it's not, it's something that you could do be yichidis, you could go out of the neighborhood. We are different with machlokes man, taz, and the achronim. But the halacha, just the classic halacha is that you're allowed to set up a yeshiva, and you're allowed to, from there we learn out, huadin lechob milei de mitzvah. You're allowed to do any milei de mitzvah, even if it's stirring the neighborhood. The Gemara says it was learned out mitakonot Shuben Gamlo, when he set up that in every city there should be a malamid. From then on they said, oh, if that's the case, you can not stop. That's the Gemara. So you see that who, and the Gratis Makhlok Rishonim, if it's Shah Mili de Mitzvah, it's only Talmud Torah, but we pass them like those Rishonim. The Chabad says that who adin, Lachol Mili de Mitzvah, you cannot stop. The Aruch HaShulchan says, even if the person is doing it for a business, he's not doing a L'Shem Shemaim to be a Rebbe or whatever it is, he's not making money off of it, he's made a Kiruv program or whatever it is, still, you're not allowed to be meicher, because the bottom line is, money, no money, lemaisa is there's a mitzvah being performed here. So you cannot shter that mitzvah from happening.
What does that have to do with Shuv and Gamor? Even before him,
that's a $1 million kasha, the Chassam Sofer is the guy. Everyone asks, what was Nischadish? And you'll see, I'll flesh it out, you'll see a teretz to that kasha. But look, even before, it was a mitzvah, Torah was a mitzvah, all mitzvahs were mitzvah. What do you need Shuv ben Gamor for? Good, excellent. Another nukud is, just Shtazak for, bring it down, Lamaisa. If your guy's going to park a shul or a yeshiva right next door to you, chances are your property value will go down. What happens usually is that the neighborhood complains, and historically the entire neighborhood goes up in value. It happens to be historically. Just the guy who's living right next door, for him, Taka, maybe his Taka house will go down. Maybe. But the neighborhood gains on it. But anyway, but that's the story. The Lamaisa is his value of his house is going to go down. And nevertheless, Shteit over here doesn't make an exception. And the Erech HaShulchan says, Lahedja, that even if it means that you have a rental, and now it's very difficult to rent out your apartment, because who wants to live right next to a shul, and you lost your whole panosa of renting out your house, still tough luck, you're allowed to open up a shul for Dvar Mitzvah, you're now allowed to complain. And really, this is a Klal Gadol in Ul Nisgeshkeinim. The Tshuvas HaRash says, a Klal Gadol, I think it's Klal Hay, he says, a Klal Gadol by Nisgeshkeinim, whenever the Chazal say it's Mutter, whatever the case might be in Kufna Gimel Nadal and Hay, it means it's Mutter even if it causes your property value to go down. And it makes a lot of sense, even though we have these Dinei Torah all the time, one at a time, I'm losing money. You don't have a schus on Yanam's house. You can't dictate what you want him to do. I also want him to build a $2 million house. I want my other neighbor also to build a lot of an expensive house, keep up their lawns. So just say my value of my property should go up because it would be a rich neighborhood. If you want to pay for the house, but you can't dictate what everyone should do in the neighborhood. You didn't have that value in the house to begin with, if you want to say it really. You thought you had that value. You had that value. Why? Because till now it wasn't a shul. But you don't own the property next door. If the guy has a right to make a shul, so park the shul there. Are your property values going down? So it's going down. Well, you never had that schus in his house anyway to say that there shouldn't be a shul. It's a double parsha, like the Jewish Rosh Nachranim said, that you have no right to be Maicha.
What happened around the corner here?
I don't know. All right, well, he got a did. We have it. I have a yeshiva next door to me. All right, almost next door.
Talk about
the other one. Okay, fine.
We're talking about tonight.
Oh, we're going to get to it. Excellent. Okay, fine. So we're going to get to it.
Could be a big
damage. Okay, we'll get to it. Fine. So the mice is, it's even if the guy is charging for it, and even if you're going to have a hefset from it, you have no right to block him from doing Talmud Torah or a mitzvah. What's pshat? So if you look in the Lavush, and this we have to flesh out, and we'll see a major nafkaminism based on the svaris. If you look in the Lavush says, he's moisif on this halacha, says, yinala rabbi moicha, says, the adarabba, mitzvah aleim lo shivan. How could you as a neighbor come to be meicha? I had the rabbi. Your mitzvah to takan yishuv ben gamlis to park him there. Okay. You're supposed to make sure that they're malamdim in the city. So you should have a right to throw him out of the city. How you talking? Throw him out of the neighbor. Okay. It's against your mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to put him there. How can you throw him out? That's the levush isvara. The meicha is it's a shrein the levush. What does he mean? The gemara says at takan yishuv ben gamlis, I only have a chiv to park rebeim in every city. Don't say in every mavli. Certainly not in every chod. I have a chiyuv to put in every city. Yes, Achronim say that if you need more than one Rebbe in the year, so you have a chiyuv to put more than one Rebbe. Good, but I only have to put him in the city. And it's talking about, and the Muki Yaisa says, that there were batim ham yuchadim lakach. There were batim knesiyas, batim midrashas, that they could have had the yeshivas there. And still, I have no right to say, do me a favor, just go to the base medrash and open the yeshiva there. Guys, I insist, I want it on the third floor of this apartment building. You cannot be moicha. That's what comes out of the Muki Yaisa. So, why not? My chiyuv is not to park him in my mavi, in my chatz. My chiyuv to have him in the city. I'll even say shtarka. The Gemara says that if I want, let's say, you know, kids are living in different parts of Lakewood, and I want to. So one guy insists there should be a Rebbe Yechves in each corner of Lakewood, and one guy says, no, that's not our chiyuv. We'll make a bus and we'll transport all the kids to one place. The Gemara says, even b'nei k'nishta l'b'nei k'nishta mamtinen. You're allowed to force a guy to travel. As long as there's one shul in Lakewood who has a yeshiva, that's fine. That's all my chiv is only to make sure there's one yeshiva, obviously enough for all the kids in Lakewood, but one yeshiva in town, even it means you got to travel there. So why all of a sudden I have a chiv to have a yeshiva next door to me? What's going on? If you look in the Chassam Sofer, the Tshuva Chassam Sofer fleshes out even better. And he says, Avard, and I think he means to say something. He says that what we're talking about anyway, and this is why you need to come to Shu Ben Gamlo, he says it doesn't mean that a guy has a mitzvah, stam, he wants to do a mitzvah, he has a right to park himself there. It's only a mitzvah which is a mitzvah tziburi, which is a chiv, which is mutal ala tzivu. And that's l'chayvat to l'vashen, because you have a chiv, mitzvah aleim lo yeshivan. He says, if you'll have a private mitzvah, for example, there's a mitzvah to be mefarnes your kids. It's a mitzvah. So a guy says, I want to open up a shop here because I have a mitzvah to be mefarnes my kids. The manufacturing, the noise of the kol nektasin is bothering you, but I'm doing a mitzvah. He says, obviously it's awesome. You're not allowed to open up a store. What happened to your mitzvah? He says, I'm not shuldig. I don't have a chiv to provide for your children. You have the chiv, so you better figure out how to make panosa for your children somewhere else, but not on my back. You can't do it in my backyard, literally. You cannot let her do that. So that was what was nischadish in Takon Vishu Ben Gamla. Till then, Avadid, it was a chiv Talmud Torah. You had your chiv Talmud Torah for your kids. I had my chiv Talmud Torah for my kids. Well, Yishu Ben Gamla, Turaif, was now the chiv on the whole ear to provide that this limud for every single child. Even a parent who has no children who are learning, that let's say they're post their learning years, they're already married, they still have a chiv to provide, to set up public schools to teach the Yiddish kinder in the shtot. It now became a chiv ala tziba. Once it's a chiv ala tziba, you have no right to stop. But he lays su, and this is an important, I believe it's important, and he says, V'lachain, al kol yochud hutal chiyuvoi l'sayoi, he's mechiv to help out, la'aviv, to the father of the child, ayu l'tzibu, or to the general tzibu, la'anikoi, to allow him loga b'shchunasei, to allow him to live in your neighborhood. And he calls it a chiv. What I think he's trying to say is avado, for me to pay for a rebbe, I only mechiv to pay for one rebbe, even if it means on the other side of town, and you'll have to transport the children to get there. I don't have to shell out for a second rebbe just because you don't want to travel. But if you're opening up your own yeshiva, you're not asking me to fund your yeshiva, you're opening up yourself, and now it just means all I have to be saved is having you in my neighborhood. That was extrapolated from that first din. If Madoch, you see that you mechiv to pay to set up rebbeim in the shtad, Huadin, or Kosh again, at least you mechuyev to be soivel someone's yeshiva in your backyard, in your next door. That's also part of the chiv of Yishu Ben Gamla. His chiv was to have, and why? Because he says, and he legs too, if you look in the, this is in the Chedushim Nexam Saif in Babasa, but in Juvis he legs too, he says, the Mishum Yandul Torah, because of this mile of Yagdol Torah, just like there was a takon that have it in every city, it's preferable to be in every single chotz and mavi. There's a mile of having another yeshiva in every corner, in every apartment building. There's a mile. It's special, more than just having in the shtot. Because of that mile, therefore you're mechuyev to allow him to be your neighbor. What I want to bring out to Chassam Sofer is he's bavoning my problem. That is also part of the chiv. The chiv is to pay for Rebbe in the shtad and to be soivel having a Rebbe in every single chatzah, because there's a mile of having in every single chatzah. And there's a special mile. Since it's a special mile, that's why you have to allow it. Well, what should come out then is that when the Mechaber says, Hu adin l'chol mila de mitzvah sheni m'chaylam l'mchais b'yadai, is also only when the mitzvah has a mila of being in your neighborhood. If I could say, do me a favor, set up your kirev organization somewhere else, or set up whatever dvar mitzvah you're doing, your mila, your refuah, whatever it is, just do it somewhere else. Do it on Clifton Avenue. Don't do it here. There's no mila doing it here. Then ene chanami, I would have a right to be meicha. The only reason I don't have a right to be meicha is because there's a mila of having a b'chol chatzah v'chatzah, or if you could see that the mitzvahs won't be performed as well if it's in the shtot and if it's not in local in the apartment building. Then in the Khrami, then I don't have
more of a mile that it should be central located in a large building. Those days it was.
Okay, so Faket, you're holding that it's a mile to have it in the shtot.
In other words, those days there's no busing, so it's a mile to have it in every corner.
No, he devoted because the Riba HaYeshivas brings in Yagdol Torah. Like we see today, Baruch Hashem, an explosion in Lakewood. There are 15 high schools. Every year there's another Mesifta opening up. Each one with a slightly different flavor, slightly different nuance, and each one caters to different boys. It's amazing. And still there are people who talk us and out of town. But the more yeshivas there are, the better off the town is. So there's a mila. But if you'll do a mitzvah that there's no mila to have it here, I could find you just as good quarters somewhere else. Go rent out over there. Don't park yourself here. And there's no mila being here, that you come out like some seifa, have a right to be meicha. I only don't have a right to be meicha when there's a benefit. And regarding the truth, some seifa taka leg su, his lashon is, because there's a chshash, elo bebitu mitzvah, there's a chshash shemi yisbatlu. when there's a chash, that there will be a bit of mitzvah, then you don't have a right to complain. But without the chash, you have a right to complain.
It's like the gemach a person has in his house. A person has a gemach. He's not going to rent another place.
If he won't rent, and if you tell me it's not cost effective or whatever it is, I hear, then we might have a problem. And then it's a mile and it's a mitzvah. And very good. So if it's not a, although the Avis Chesed grad, Avis Chesed is a big fan of, it sounds, I don't know, you have to look at Avis Chesed, it might even be a mitzvah tzibur. He says in every shtot there was always a kupa of a gemach. I don't know, he's telling you historically a fact. I don't know if he makes it a chiyav amut al tzibur, but. No, there are a lot of mitzvahs. It says, chiluk tzedakah, that's one of God that the Torah brings out when you're giving out, distributing, dispersing funds of tzedakah. And shuls, davening betziva, the Torah brings down. The other mitzvahs we had last week about reife, amoyel, we have other types of mitzvahs.
Are all these halachas that a person can open this up in his house or in his, or can a guy can say, you know what, I'd love to have a shul, I don't want it in my house. I'll open it next to Yam.
When in a different mavi.
I'll open the shul. I'll buy a house and I'll say it's a shul. Here we go.
And it's a dvar mitzvah. Once it's a dvar mitzvah. Here it just says, b'teich beisai. I hear. No, but the only thing is that even when he opens up there, he rented out, now it's his house. He's opened up within his. I don't know if that makes a difference. I don't know. We might see later on because b'nei mavi acheres. Okay, we'll have to see it. Fine. I would like to suggest a different shot in the Lavush. Lavush doesn't say azoy vay for neksam sefer that you have a chiv. Another chiv in his takana was to make sure you have in every single shkuna. And also, it's bothering the neksam sefer is going to come out that this mitzvah is only if taket is going to be a shasham yis batlo. But without that, you can't be meicha. The steam is a mechav's mashu. You always cannot be meicha. He's clearly differentiating that if it's a shasham yis batlo, then you can't be meicha. But otherwise, you could be meicha. I said it wrong before.
But all these cases you're talking about is only if it's in chaser and everything else. But if it's a mo-
No, I have no problem. Correct, 100%.
Okay, so, in a normal street, you can open up a shul.
100%, whatever you want. Sky's the limit, 100%. Now, you better be careful with the zoning, but yeah, from halakha, you can do whatever you want. Yeah. All right, now, let me share with you a different makshava. It was a famous story. I don't remember which Adon Golda, if anyone remembers who it was, please let me know. That there was a person who rented out an apartment. If I'm not mistaken, it was in Manhattan, I'm not sure, but he rented an apartment, and he happened to be, it was in a corner apartment, and it was right next to a bus stop. And the bus, you know, they come every 12 minutes or whatever it is, every 14 minutes, even at night, and every time, the squeak of the brake, and it's starting again, and it knows how to make noise, and he can't sleep at night. So he once went to his Rav, an Adam Gadol, and he asked him, what should he do? He cannot sleep, it's driving him batty, what should he do? So Adam Golda says, I give you an aid to what you should do is you should buy stock of that bus company and you'll see you'll sleep no problem. And Taka Kakavi, you bought the stock and no problem sleeping. Because every time a bus stopped there, he was happy, Baruch Hashem, more business, wow, we're making money. It was Besimcha. All of a sudden he had no problem anymore and he slept like a tafala, right? I want to say that the same word over here. When you have a chiv, which is mutal al tzibur, if it was something that you were doing, if you had the yeshiva, if you were trying to teach your own son, would you think twice? You would do open up in your house. If it meant that this is your son's education, you feel as a mailer, you would zikha open it up in your house, right? So Novas, because it's Yenim's yeshiva, hey, my yeshiva, no problem. Just like my store. We my store, I have no problem opening up. The guy who opened up the chanus has no problem having chanus in his house. It's, everyone else is complaining, but I don't, why I should be shulda because you want to have a chanus. So here he's coming with a taina, I should be shulda because you want to have a yeshiva. What came along the takana, and it's a plain example. If it's a mitzvah tziburi, then it's my din. It's my chiv of making Talmud Torah here. Now I want to complain, then you don't appreciate that it's your din. You have a mitzvah leshivan, that thing. Less man the polik, even if I don't have a chiv to put in every chatzah, but if I do put it in the chatzah, it is a kiyum of this halacha of takana tishu ben gamla. He is in the city teaching Torah. I have a kiyum of that takana. Of that din, of the kiyum of that din, you're not allowed to stop. Because it shouldn't bother you. If you appreciated this din, that you it's your chiv, then it wouldn't bother you. You have nothing to be meichan. Tapshat, that really it's driving me crazy, but I'm stuck, it's a mitzvah, I can't be meichan. No, if you are a tayyidik yid, it shouldn't bother you. You should be so besimcha, nach a bus stop coming into learning tayyid, gevaldik, so many kids are learning gevaldik. That should be your hargasha. But mainly you can't stop. If there'll be a minyan in your thing, and you hear yeish mei rabbi at night, they have late minyanim, gevaldik, another chance, it should be besimcha. If you don't have that appreciation, there's a problem. So you have to to learn Musa, but that's not, it's your din. It's your din to have, but mele you can't be Meich. Oh. So I want to kind of come out, I believe that's maybe what the Lavush is saying, is that, it's mitzvah leim l'shim, you're right, I don't have to put it here, but if I do it here, it's my mitzvah, so it doesn't bother me. So it should come out that hu adin umili de mitzvah, even if you don't have the chashem yisbatlu, as long as the mitzvah tziburi, the mitzvah de rabim, so it's my mitzvah, it doesn't bother me, it shouldn't bother me. If it doesn't, I'm not a el chayid, it shouldn't bother me, it's a memela, I don't have a right to be moicha. I don't have to have a chash and b'yizbat. Even without a chash, it's nothing to be bothered from. It's a mitzvah, baruch Hashem, nacha mitzvah. The guy's blowing to kiyah shoyfa, gevaldik, gevaldik. Nacha mitzvah, should be. All right. So let's go on. I'm going to show you that based on this, besides this nafkamina, on all divrei mitzvah, if you don't have chash and b'yizbat, whatever, we're going to have a lot of cases now. I'm going to try to cram it in based on these type of halachas.
Is this the only yeshiva, or if it's a yeshiva,
the Gemara says me. The Gemara. Oh, we're going to discuss it. The Gemara says the Takana Shu Ben Gamla. The last Takana was even me Ben Vav. When 6 years old and up, he have a chiv ala tzibur to be mechanech those children.
It has to be tziburi.
By some say it has to be tziburi. I think also if it's not my mitzvah, it's not my mitzvah. Then maybe I don't have to have that hergish. It is bothering me. Granted, the Aruch HaShulchan that you mentioned says it's slightly different in the Takamash Aruch HaShulchan. It doesn't have to be your mitzvah. His lashon is, the reason is, the kulam nitztavu ala mitzvahs, the kosher kein she'en rishoyim la'akev ala roitza lasis mitzvah. So I'm not sure, because it's right. It's everyone's nitztava, so he's also nitztava, your neighbor. So how could I stop him from doing that mitzvah that he's nitztava? I don't know. It doesn't sound like mamashah that it's a mitzvah tzibur. But the Ksam Sofer says it's a mitzvah tzibur, and it's a beautiful pshat. That's why you need the Kanei Shur Ben Gamlo. It's because without the Kanei, it was a limit Torah, Avadu was a chiv, but it wasn't Nishmayna chiv. But now came along Shur Ben Gamlo. It's everyone's chiv. It's a mitzvah tzibur. So now you have no right to stop. All right. There's a true Reb Zevil Egon, who was the maybe the brother of Rikiv Ega, he was a Karev. It wasn't either brother or a nephew.
Zavalega? A nephew.
A nephew. Maybe it was a nephew. Rabunim was a brother. So maybe Rizabo was a nephew of Rikiv Ega. He has a tshuva. It was printed in the Chaveres HaOyel in Tovshin Lamed Vav. Over there he says, Teich Zvarev, that we're talking about only to whatever the dinamar over here is, to memayit in your dira. But if all of a sudden I want to say, oh, we have a gvaldika mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so memela, let's rotate, or shul, we have to rotate. I'll be mata lechim in the whole apartment building that they have to rotate of having a minion in their house, and they should move somewhere else. This Shabbos, you got to move out of your house because this Shabbos, the minion's going to be in your house. That avadi, you don't have a chiv. You don't, you're mechiv to be soivel for divrei mitzvah, but you don't have to get out of your house. And his vod is, he likes, he said, because it's something that I already have. If I own this house and you're being forcing me to be oikah, the dira that I already own, that you don't have a right to do. Avadi, it didn't go. All right, now let me go on, and I'm going to bring out a lot of different cases, and this is Meisim B'choyim. We had our Loch in Siv Beis that said, Acholi, it's Gevaldik, Acholi is Zemala Min Adin. Normally, you can't complain about guys manufacturing. He's a chayla. You have to be careful. A chayla has a right to be meicha. Came along another halacha that if a Talmud Torah, you have no right to be meicha. What would be if it's a Talmud Torah with a chayla? Guy wants to park a shul right next to a chayla. He wants to park a yeshiva right next to a chayla. Does he have a right? Do we say a chayla is bad and a chayla has a right to be meicha? Or do we say when it's a mitzvah, a chayla has no right to be meicha? Even a chayla shouldn't be meicha, it's a mitzvah. Which one is stronger? And this shaila was sent to Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in the Salmas Chaim, and he says that very bekitze kedarke bekoidish. It's like Reb Chaim Knievsky is a postcard. He has like a one line tshuva. He says avada davapashit that even a choyla has no right to complain on a Talmud Torah or Devrei Mitzvah. Means if a guy wants a park, and I guess I might as well call him a park, a shul in an apartment building, you have no right to stop him. Even if this person is a chayla, he still has no right to stop. That's a Salmus Chaim. It's in Tof Ayin Dalet. However, the Haintiga somehow didn't see the Salmus Chaim, or maybe they didn't want to address the Salmus Chaim, and the Sheva Talevi, and the Lohiris Nosen, Nosen Gestetna, and the Reb Spitz, Minchas Tzvi, I think I saw others. They all neman. You have Suman. They all neman that Avadi Chayla has a right to stop a shul. No, not Mishpat Ha'Adar. It's a different. It's called Minchas Tzvi. Mishpat Ha'Adar was later on when he wrote like articles in the newspaper, or whatever. But initially, same Mechaber, right? Same from Ramot. He wrote a Minchas Tzvi many years ago, or maybe 30 years ago. All right. So anyway, so they all neman that you're allowed to stop. None of these, not to Sheva Delevi, not to Loris Nosen, not to Minchazi, no one calls the Zalmas Chaim, but they name on you could stop. And for different reasons, and the Nafkamina is a different reason, that's why I want to share it with the Olam. The Sheva Delevi is in Chelek Zayin Reish Chav Dalet. He says it's Mavun Choshim Mishpat, probably he means here, because nowhere else in Choshim Mishpat, that Yesh Lakshesh L'Cholim Shebesviva, and Memele they have a right to be Meichan Talmud Torah. It's mavur that maybe chaylim have a right to be mecha, but shteitnish and chayshim mishpat, they have the right to be chayla on Talmud Torah. Says he has the right to be mecha, the guy's manufacturing a store, but I don't know, he says he wasn't mechalak between the two. And then he's fair, so it's ukayoim, yesh harbi kizeh, that many people, shekzeles menuchosam, even taking away their quality of life, their peaceful living, he gzeles briusam. It's already taking away their health, and memela they have a right to stop. That's a Shevet Halevi. All right. There's a Chuvis Loris Nosson. Loris Nosson wants to say a svara that he says again, all based on the Chsam Sofer, that it's because it's a chiv a mutal al atzibo. He says that the dinim of mutal al atzibo is everyone should be mishtat of a certain amount to pay for a rebbe, but to get sick and coach can't have to leave your house because of that, means you're paying the lion's share of this Rebbe. It really, it's a chiv mutal atzibo, so everyone should chip in equally. And you have to give up so much more that zikha not a din, you don't have to give up more than everyone else, and memela, you have a right to be meicha. Now, lamais is, I don't understand him, because every time you have him as a neighbor, I have him as a neighbor, let's say I'm not a chayli, I have him as a neighbor, I have to be soivel. That guy, of course, she doesn't have him as a neighbor, or the guy two blocks down, and he's not being soivel, so I'm putting him more than he is, nevertheless, you have a chiv to be soivel, Talmud Torah. So because the guy is a chayli, makes it better. I'm not sure about this far. Then he quotes this Reb Zeivel Eigel, this type, Zavel Eigel, Peret Zavel Eigel, and he says that you see, you're not mechuyev to give up your deer. So if it's a Zach Chayli, he says, that's how he fears Zoytz, and that's an Umdina, so he'll have to leave and move out of his house, Memela, he could stop, because a Zoyvayt is not mechuyev to be Eikad Dirasai. Ah, yes, if that's what he meant, if he's talking about a Zach Chayli, then I can hear what he's talking about. As his Eigen is, I still don't hear, because even if he moves out, so rent someone else, there's no Hefzen Mammon, instead of renting here, rent there, big deal. But as this news further, you don't have to give up something that you already own, to give up your deer, that you're not mechiv to do.
So in Chav is pretty clear, ain't only Yechel Nishim called to Nekos, so be Rav, right?
Right.
So that Zichr, a guy can't sleep, Zichr guy doesn't have to move out.
L'chayra.
It can't be a bigger
chayla
than that. The zikr
better than
Leil, right?
Kol chayla tashina.
I'm saying, guy can't sleep.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he can't sleep the whole night. It means it's shteres asleep. It doesn't mean that mamashi doesn't sleep at all the whole night.
Depends how long they went.
Right, okay. The Minchas Tzvi says a different svara. Also play on the Chsam Sofer. That is, if the fact it's a chiv amutal al atzibo, Chazal would never be matal a chiv al atzibo where you have to be mazik yourself. You being a chayla, being soivel, having a shul next door is a hezek to you. Never would they make such a chiv on you that it's going to cause you damage. They would never do that. They would never cause you to get sick. They would so couldn't have been in the takonis of Yeshua ben Gamla that a chayla has to be soivel such as that. All right? If he says so, he knows. What? What do you mean time constrained?
So 10 o'clock.
So they all the yeshiva say that doesn't give you a blank check to throughout the yeshiva. You have to work with the yeshiva and try to get times that doesn't share. But im kol zeh hadik, they close the windows. But if nothing works and still sharing, then you have a right. This chayla has a right to be meicha. I would suggest, without going on a limb against afu shalaka, but always bothers me, like, you know, to change or whatever, and maybe to work more with the Salmas Chaim, is if the word is, like what I was saying, Pratna Lavush, is that if it was yours, you would not be Moicha, and you have that appreciation. It's your mitzvah too. It's your status in that mitzvah. It's also mitzvah Adrab, it's your mitzvah Loishivan as well. If it's Azach Choylo, the less man the public, he would never do this even if it was his own. Such a Choylo, it's a degree of Azach Choylo, it's staring him so much that he would never do it. a normal person who's a chayla, a zah chayla, would not do it himself, then lechayla you would have a right to be ma'icha. A regular guy saying it's bothering me, if it was yours, it wouldn't bother you. But if it's staring you that even if it was yours, it would bother you, then lechayla, like what I was saying, you have a right to be ma'icha. Because the only reason why you don't have a right to be ma'icha because it shouldn't stare you, because you should have that appreciation. It's your mitzvah too, it's mitzvah l'shivan. But if it does stare you, then you have a right to be ma'icha. All right, let me finish with a few more stories. What the Eilim was. The halacha of the Gemara is in Tekon Yishu Ben Ganlos Mi Ben Sheish. What about a Gan Yoladim? Do you have a right to park a Gan Yoladim? It also makes noise, traffic in the morning, traffic at night, maybe diapers, whatever it is. Do you have that right? Altogether, Bechal, you have to dan. Is a kindergarten. You have the all Bechal dan. Is it considered a mitzvah altogether? They're making arts and crafts all day, they're blowing bubbles. What's the mitzvah? So over there, if you look, there's a Mishkanes Yisrael and Simon Yudal. That's a sort of Grossman, that he was from the Aguda in Eretz Yisrael. So he over there says, since in a kindergarten they teach also Kriyishma uBirchas Hanenin, they teach them how to make brachas when they eat, so it's a divrei mitzvah, so he says, therefore you have no right to be moicha, even on a gan yoladim. But the Minchas Tzvi Rav Shvitz, I think, correctly points out that a shaila here is not whether it's a mitzvah or not. We know, let's say it's a mitzvah. The shaila is a mitzvah tziburi, like the Ksam Seifa. There is no mitzvah to be read. The Takonis Yishu Ben Ganlo is only been involved ulamayla. Less than sheish, it's a gewaldic thing, and let's say every parent should be mechanic the kids in Birchas Hanenin and Kriyishma. It's great. Torah Tziva Lod Moshe from the time they start knowing how to start the talk. It's a gewaldic azak. But it's not my mitzvah, it's your mitzvah. So do it somewhere. Do your mitzvah in the park. Don't do it in my backyard. Don't do it as a neighbor. You need a mitzvah to be read. Look to Ksam Seif and Meila, Tainit Rav Shpitz, Ravadi, you have a right to be meicha, even if it is a mitzvah. Another shaila was, what about at a girls' school? The Takan Yishu Ben Ganlo is by a boys' school, the yeshiva, they're learning Torah. What would be if it's a girls' school? Do you have a right to be moicha? So over there, the Psalm is Chaim, the Tobias Chaim Sonnenfeld, and Simon Ayin Hei, he says, Hu adin, if it's a Beit Sefer Lebonos, if it's a girls' school, Lefi Ra'is Eini Abezin, there is a mitzvah, but I assume means a mitzvah mutal tzibet, it's a tzarech to have girls learning in a school, in a Beis Yaakov, then you have no right to be moicha. As said Dr. Samus Chaim. However, the Netzach Yisrael, which is also Yisrael Grossman, and Simon Yitchez, argues. Again, he doesn't bring in the Samus Chaim, but he himself argues for a different story. And he says, a girl's school is a mitzvah, but when the girls are singing, and certainly he says the teachers are singing, to lead the class, they have to sing and they have to talk loud, and kol b'isha erva, and it's a tznius problem. He says, Chazal, even if it's a mitzvah, Chazal would never make a mitzvah when it's an aver. They would never say this, that I can't have a girl's school as your next door and now have a problem with kol b'isha erva. They would never do that. So if it's a girl's school somehow that closes all the windows and you don't have any of the sound, and you only worry about the nuchnosim, the yoytzim, so then we could say, oh, so it's a mitzvah. Maybe it's even mitzvah tziburi, it's a tzarek. But if it's a zaz, type of school that you're going to hear outside, and very often you pass girls because you do hear the sounds outside, so it's called Bisha Ever, it's going to be your next door, it's going to be in the apartment next door to you, then it's going to be a problem. And they would never make a takana b'chai gavna. All right, let's do also a Piskei Tshuva Chaperein. The Piskei Tshuva says another heter, Sivkotin Beis, Ayin Belavush, Shekasa Venira Li. Dafka b'nei hamavui. This whole halacha was only talking about b'nei hamavui. Or b'nei achatza. It's toward the bottom of the second column. Shedorim yachad b'mavui achas b'chatza echad. Ve'enam dorin yachad b'cheda echad b'bayis achayav achas. So then you have to be soyevul advar mitzvah. Aval oithim adorim b'bayis achayav achas. They live in one winter house. Kinog b'bendinus eilo. One shelter. They couldn't afford to heat up separate deers. Nearly vade shekol echad yochel limchus bechavero afil lius malam betinoikis shayisrael teyre ba'isa beis achayev shudosham imoy. She ze vade ein das reiv ha'elim savlasei va'al das ze loy nishtat av imoy bedira. That's not what he had in mind. Bedira zum loy shenisna matchila. If in absence of any previous agreement, there's a non sahadi, no one is happy to have yeshiva in his own house. Maybe next door he'll be soivel the koil, the nechnosim, the yoytzin, fakeret his mitzvah. But in his own house, it's a non-tzadi, no one's doing that. And if no one's doing that, then when you came in to share this apartment with me, to be my boarder, I didn't mean that you should be a boarder or we'll share an apartment and also have a yeshiva there too. I say, right, I never intended, it was a non-tzadi, and you have a right to stop. So to come out, just let's take it a step further, that maybe we are more sensitive and we have quality of life higher up there. even if you live in an apartment building and a guy opens up a shul, if we could establish, it's a major if, but if we could establish that there's a non-sahadi, that no one will allow a shul parked in his building or yeshiva parked in his building, if there's a non-sahadi, then l'chay, you should be able to be moicha based on this lavash. Because there are limitations to salacha. When there's a non-sahadi, non-sahadi overrides it. So if we jointly bought, purchased a building, we have a common area in a building or a complex, whatever it is, and there's a non-sadi, no one would have ever wanted a yeshiva or a talmud Torah or a shul there, then you have a right to be meicha. And another het, well, a right to be meicha could be if a guy's parking a shul in an apartment above you, we are pi halacha, they are yisurim, or below you, up above you, but they are yisurim to live above or below a shul. Some things are mi'ikadin, there's a taz, a chumra, whatever, but at least those that are mi'ikadin, so then for sure you're allowed to be meicha. Because I'm not allowed to be meicha, pshat is, we said that I have to be soiveled in the knatz of the yitzim. But Rabbi Zavel said, I'm not mechiv to leave my apartment. Well, if halacha, I'm now allowed to live in my apartment, having a shul underneath me, so you force me to leave my apartment, so then I have a right to be meicha. So it should be also for you to park a shul right beneath me, whatever. Now, cases where the halacha is that I'm now allowed to live there. And I found Baruch Shem to Pesach Choshen and Chuvus Lorius Nosen, and Chelek Gimel says the same thing, that if it's also for you to live there, then you're allowed to be meicha. All right, we ran out of time, but it's a geshmaka thing. In America, it's not that shchiach. What we have shchiach is a guy opening a yeshiva down the block, which is not the movi, or certainly not the chatzah that we're referring to. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's a d'maisim b'chayim. There's many a fight caused because of these businesses and shuls and yeshivas. All right, a good tovach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.